This morning I have to greet three beautiful ladies in our studio. Good morning, Savitri. Good morning, Savitri. And good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
And we are all celebrating our golden year, the 50th anniversary. And within that, you will be performing next Saturday, 17th of February, at Amphitheater in Mater Mandira. And it's that famous series. We heard about it for months. How long now?
We've been working on it for quite some time.
More than a year, no?
2 years now. Yeah, actually, we started in 2015.
May 2015.
Actually, the first meeting was
August.
Was August or August, huh?
August 2015.
Okay. We are on the starting point, so where the idea is from?
The idea originated from a request made to me by Arts Service, mm-hmm. Orville Arts Service, saying you are going to be dancing, surely, for the 50th anniversary of Orville. And I said, am I? Is that a request? And then Krishna from the Orville Arts Service says, yes, of course, you should, and we will have a lot of support financially to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And then I went back home and I reflected and I said, this is about Orville, this is not about me. So I need to do something for Orville. That means I need to gather all the physical disciplines and bring them under an umbrella. Mm-hmm. And what is the purpose? Why we are here in Orville? It's because we want to do something more authentic, more true to our soul force. And in order to do that, we need to understand what this soul force is. So our yoga, basically, in Orville is to learn to attune our work, our life, our thoughts, our feelings, our physical awareness, all to an alignment with our soul force. So how do we do that? So I went, of course, looking into what Sri Aurobindo and the Mother speaks about, mm-hmm. The soul force. And then somebody else came to me and said, you know, nobody's doing anything about the book Savitri of Sri Aurobindo for the 50th anniversary. And that is something that we should also be incorporating more for the 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So can you also add Savitri's narrative into your work? I said, of course, no problem. So I went and took the little book, Savitri, the pocket size I have, sat on the toilet and started paging through. And anything that popped up, I started taking note of. Mm-hmm. And very soon, it was like it was coming down to me without effort. I had this feeling, oh, it's a soul narrative. Sri Aurobindo actually writes about the evolutionary process of our soul, how it incarnates into this world, earth, matter, and how we can...
But it's an action.
It's a
spiritual action that one can see, yeah? When one reads, one feels immediately an action that's happening inside of us. I think everyone feels that.
Yes. And this is what we want to celebrate. This is what we want to gather.
We
want
to celebrate this action of Sri Aurobindo on Earth.
Savitri, yeah.
Through his writing, Savitri.
Eventually, that's going
to
be a
physical
performance on Savitri.
Yeah.
With narrations of Savitri. And as far as I know, it's also... original score of Patrick
Roy.
Yeah,
not only that, yeah, there's also Patrick Roy's original score that he composed entirely for this performance. Mm. It's really beautiful, at least we think so.
But you were still on the journey. So you somebody asked you to add Savitri on that, and you...
Then I went looking for people who could reflect this. Mm-hmm. So initially we wanted to have narrators live narrating Savitri passages. Soul force passages. Mm. We were also looking for musicians to embed this, and also musicians that could work together with the choreography of various disciplines, from martial art disciplines to more dance disciplines, because I really wanted to bring all these physical disciplines together that we are practicing in Orville, because that is part of the big yoga also. Yeah. From martial arts to dance to yoga, to you know.
So the final result of that, or what we're gonna see, it's actually more than 100 people participating, right?
We have 100 people participating on stage, and of mm-hmm. course more spillover because of light technicians and sound and things like mm-hmm. that. We have more than half are made up of the children of Auroville that are learning. They're learning Odissi, they're learning fire dancing, they're learning capoeira,
acrobatics.
Acrobatics, gymnastics, aerial.
Yeah. Aerial circus.
Yes. So then we had, of course, a lot of technical
support. I mean, it was actually a huge team, if you really look at it, that took part in the whole event.
And then we had some challenges also. How do we bring in the aerial into the amphitheater where you're not allowed to bolt any structure into the floor?
How did you do it?
So I went researching and I thought, how can I bring this aerial aspect?
Mm-hmm. And to be hung up somehow.
And to hang from it so that it's safe and stable enough. And so when you go on research, you start to find that other people are doing similar work like yours. And there is a descent all over the planet with the same kind of force of aspiration of wanting to be more authentic, more soulful, more true to their being, to their inner being. And so you start to attract that, you start to reflect that, you start to manifest that,
and things falling in place,
and then things start to fall into place.
But I'm curious now, how did you solve that problem with
the sphere? So we basically found a beautiful big skeletal structure of a football, which they call the Buckminster Fuller sphere, and it's made up out of pentagons and hexagons. And we find this reflected also in the Matramandir structure of the golden discs. So it's a beautiful symbol also of the atomic value of the DNA structures of all life forms on Earth. So it became not only practical, but it also became symbolic.
That performance will have really many, many layers.
It has a lot of layers. Of intention, symbols, light, images, movement, sound, and also a beautiful narrative score that is all embedded in the music, like cinema.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds huge, no?
I know it's very huge,
but it was a big work.
The narration and the music took a year to compose and put together.
We had to practice quite a bit, you know, to learn how to read according to Patrick Roy's music score.
To put the words into the phrases
of his requirements.
The beats, yeah, of course. I mean, I can understand that, yeah.
Yeah, so took us a lot of time. And then recording.
And then they recorded it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, all the choreography. And this had to be... So musical samples came first so that the choreography could already start working.
Mm. So we could give them to the choreographers and each group.
You are one of the choreographers, and probably you too. Who are the
actually
others?
For our group, the narrators, Grace is laid the foundation of the choreography, but we also all added our choreography elements. That's for sure.
It really was, and
the fact that we added it changed the choreography. It really did.
I always was looking for, especially how can I involve them? I lay a grid structure. And how can I know?
And we were not happy with a movement. We said, no, this doesn't fit me. It doesn't work out. I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable. Why don't do this? Okay, we looked at it. We changed it. And it actually changed the whole choreography.
And then also to make them look, not look, but to make them be authentic to themselves.
Yeah.
And also because not everyone is necessarily a professional dancer. So the choreography had to be adapted to each one's needs
and
capacities, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Since we have Savitri, the other Savitri with us, Savitri Maya, who is also a dancer, how do you perceive all this work? You also contributed to choreography, or what is your vision of that performance?
No, I was totally a different vision, but then I was involved with what they are working on it. I was agree with that. Because being a professional, I would like to have the coordination and perfection and neat and, you know, all the thing I was looking for it. But then I understand from Grace and the group, they said, no, we are bringing our own self in it, own style in it, own way of creating things. Mm. So I was like, that's really good. And I agreed to that. And I said, yeah. But still, I was more into that. Because being a professional dancer, it's complicated for me to see one person is doing something and one person is doing the something. But then it takes some time for me to understand that. But then now I get it. And I was very agree with that. It's beautiful, actually, what they're bringing.
Which part you are part of?
I'm a narrator part also.
Uh-huh.
So we've got the narrators that have voice narration embedded in the music, yes. Pre-recorded.
But that's pre-recorded.
And then we've got the narrators that are the moving narrators. They move and dance to the narration that is embedded in the music. So these moving narrators are consistent of 7, 8 to 10 individuals, and mm-hmm. sadly enough, only women. I don't know why it happened. It was only women. So these women, they carry the whole performance and they hold it together, and mm-hmm. they are inserting themselves through the various transitional aspects of the soul's journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of images. So
that part is also, you have something on the background, the video
we
projection.
We will have video projections on mm-hmm. large screens, 30 mm-hmm. meters long, 5 meters width. We will have projections also on the narrators, because they will be wearing a costume that is made up out of two big, large, white circles that are stitched together such that it becomes like a big sphere around them, like an extra elongated auric field upon which it's very easy to project beautiful images.
Mm-hmm. So floating narrators, they would be narrating while they are dancing?
No, this is already pre-recorded.
So we call them narrators, but they're actually the movers.
It's kind
moving
of
to the narration.
It's like a bit of like a chorus, but we didn't want to use that word chorus in the Greek sense.
Yeah.
The narrators come throughout, constantly throughout the sequence of events, you know, and they kind of link every image, every dancing image. They link between the capoeira, they link between after the aerial, they link between the gymnastics, they kind of link.
There is so much magnificence near the ocean.
But since that is savitri and you have chosen certain paragraphs, is there still a flaw? It's a story, like somebody who does not know maybe about savitri,
yes.
Because you have a lots of guests.
We thought about this, and
it will be
so. It is very contemporary, because it is not a A to Z storyline.
Mm-hmm.
There are fragments. It's an evolutionary process, so there are fragments of the evolutionary process. A connoisseur of savitri will recognize the journey. A non-connoisseur will be able to take things in fragments, that which touches them.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a pain body that touches you, you will take the fragments where the soul travels through the pain bodies. If it's a joyful encounter, if it's a recognition of your soul mate, you will have those affinities. So it's a very contemporary way of putting a narration together.
And it's the images of the mother, the Maheshwari, when it's starting with Maheshwari.
Mm-hmm.
And that the narrators do three pieces on Maheshwari.
So we
three
have the four
pieces,
aspects of the mother.
Basically the four aspects, yes.
The four aspects of the mother are holding the whole evolutionary journey of the soul together.
So it's recognizable, actually, based on Sri Aurobindo's book of the mother. So that is what it's taken from, isn't it?
The
kind
aspects,
of.
The aspects
of
Maheshwari are wideness,
yes.
All-seeing, all-perceiving, wisdom.
Hmm.
There where the soul starts to awaken within the human individual, where the eyes become important, portals of the soul. So in that element of Maheshwari, we place the aerial, and we place the recognition of the two souls that encounter each other in the capoeira duet.
Sorry to answer that one.
Yes.
No, an encounter, yeah.
It's
yeah.
An encounter of souls. And it is a reflection of us. Mm. It, you know, we don't see it as a savitrian, as such one that
everyone
is outside
will,
of us.
Will feel part of, will feel that it's part of their journey.
It's eternal love story, so to speak.
Yes, eternal love story of the human.
And it's not just a story death. Story. It is a kind of a mantra. It is you need to feel that.
Mm.
And people watch us. I don't think they will get each part of the story or the each, you
not
know.
Not literally.
They, literally. Mm-hmm. But it will. They will, in the end, they will get internally. It's not just, okay, people come and show and this is
we're
the story.
We're not performing.
Yeah.
We're actually inviting to be part of an experience.
It. Yes.
The way I see it, or at least maybe imagine it, I think it will touch on, as every art does touch us on different levels. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes we are not even aware where we've been touched or resonate with. Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
Actually, the different aspects of the mother are very clearly expressed through each part, you know, of the
absolutely.
Sequence. There's Maheshwari, there's Mahakali, you can really see
Mahakali
it.
Mahakali with the force of the fire
and then
dance.
Yeah.
And, you know, where suddenly everything becomes about this beautiful power that is descending in the verticality. Maheshwari is wide and horizontal and aerial, and then the fires, Mahakali, you know.
Fire juggling's work.
Yes.
Yeah, they're there. With the
and then we've got the water
you
dancing.
You should see how gorgeous it looks when they come on stage at night. It looks beautiful.
I can imagine, because all those performances, I remember, were the small steps years back.
Yeah.
Under the stars.
Uh-huh. Yes, I remember
really,
that.
It was,
our venue is already magical.
And
absolutely
it's just
magical.
Towards the new moon, right?
Yes.
Mm. It's going to be starry night.
Yes, it's going to be a starry night.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It sounds
and then there's Mahalakshmi, and then we have a beautiful fan dance, us the narrators.
Like
the fan?
Foam
a
on
fan
the oceans.
Dance.
And then Lakshmi rising.
And then there is an Odissi dance on the water, and then you can hear the water, you know. There's a little canal of water that surrounds the stage. And
the
dancers
are dancing on the water, or is the soundscape of
the
water?
They're going to go with their feet and hands in the water.
You hear the splashes of the feet, you know, inside the water. There's just a bit of water like that. And Odissi is so nice. Looks beautiful already. Yeah, just exactly like that.
So we wanted to imbibe also the four elements of nature.
Yeah.
Air, fire, water, and earth.
Mm-hmm.
What about the ether?
Ether is all around us. It's the pranic energy. It's the breath that transports the movements. And then what all binds this together is the ananda, our aspiration for love, for the divine, love of the divinity within each one of us. So it was also a huge challenge to each time remind ourselves we're doing this, not for our ego. We're doing this because we want to bind ourselves with our aspiration to love each other, to respect each other, to see each other for the best that we can be, for the best that we can become and transcend. And this is very important in our work.
No, I could see that people are transferring. You know, they're becoming who they are. I can see each
through this process of offering the performance for
yes,
the 50s.
Yes, they're really there within them and there as a person.
Yes.
And it's make really magic. You could see it, each person. It's not a person you see it. It's the soul, what they are bringing out. It's really magic happening.
I believe that is actually the best, although I'm sure that the performance will be something out of the way, so to speak, beautiful. And really, I don't even know how to put it in words, but I expect that I will be thrilled by it.
Yeah, we hope
but
so.
But I believe that people who are working with you, all the team, 110 plus, certain things happen in you, all of you.
Absolutely.
It is.
It's been a long journey also, doing this for 2 years, and keeping the momentum awake and keeping it charged with intention and dedication. It's been a big dedication on the part of the narrators who had to come every evening
hours.
and and give up many, many pleasures and many moments with family, many dinners they had to give up, many moments of privacy they had to give up on, many things to come to this moment where we're going to offer it to the community.
And also let's not forget the team of the Matrimon Dir that really did a fantastic job to build the green rooms. You should see they're beautiful.
Green rooms?
The artist's area where we change clothes, you know. They worked on it for 2 years, two long years.
Matrimon Mandi is being and it's exceptionally been, beautiful to us.
Is it, they've been so nice.
Very well
got everything together. Everybody worked together, you know, for the electricity, for the
incredible
stage,
amount
you know,
of effort that
for
they
the sound
in.
System. You know, to have
relentlessly, to relentlessly,
and everybody was really decided, like doggone, yeah, we're gonna do it. Even though we didn't know, God, yes. You know, there was like obstacles from the customs. People didn't agree on the lights necessarily. The sphere didn't always work. It wasn't very stable. But then we said, okay, I'm going to do it. And we did it. Well, it came together.
I'm amazed, I have to see. And I know I'm going to be super amazed on Saturday 17th.
But on the other hand, it's very simple also. It's a very simple thing.
It's not a show.
It's not really a grand show. It's just something very simple that's unfolding. Really,
it's just a beautiful offering.
Yeah, it's a very simple, very simple.
Well, with the technical
movements,
technical
have been designed. Choreography has been designed fit the natural movements of the body. There's not much technique involved. Only here and there, there's a bit of technique involved, and that has also had its due to teach how to be more relaxed or more firm or. Understand how to move the body in certain ways so that you have a proper fall. But otherwise, the movements are as authentic as possible to the natural way of moving.
And not only that, but also we didn't want the movements to disturb the listening of the verses of Savitri. Mm. That was really a main thing.
It was more like a background.
It's more like
an illustration
a, yeah, to kind of an illustration.
I would almost say it's like a melody added to the words. It's like the movements
the
are, to me, the movements are part of the sound. Mm-hmm. It's visual sound.
Yeah.
That's how I perceive it.
You will give only one performance, right?
Yes.
Well, not really. No, you can all come the 15th, and the 16th.
Not all.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
this is reserved. This is reserved for
parents
and parents.
If you can't come,
15th and 16th.
Yeah.
15th and 16th. Okay, so 17th is open.
On the 17th, it is absolutely open to all. Mm-hmm. No tickets, but you need to come way before 7 o'clock because at 7 o'clock. We close the gate, mm-hmm. and we don't make exceptions. We really close the gate.
Because we really need silence. Huh?
Yeah.
We
also
meditation.
Request people, it's a meditative event. Mm-hmm. It's taking place in the amphitheater. All spectators are invited to be participants in their attitude, in their coming forth, in their mm-hmm. presence, in their gathering of themselves. Being attending with their soul force. So it's inviting us all to be in a space that transcends and becomes almost like a big vortex of energy that is an aspiration for the divine descent. To bring more speed to our evolutionary process of incarnating this soul's forces, you know?
Beautifully said.
This is how it used to be in all dance, in all sacred
all,
journeys.
There are all
these beautiful ritual movements where the community gathers around dancers who become instrumental of the descending force for the community's well-being. And this is also the intention. We want to aspire and allow this descent to happen through us. For the well-being of our evolved.
Well, not only that, but also that is the way the mother saw theater. And in particular, theater in the ashram was really geared towards what you just said. In all the plays, you know, that were performed in the ashram, it really was made to represent an aspiration to for the divine.
And one can cultivate
so
this
we kind
a,
of like
as a performer, one can cultivate the sense of becoming vehicle.
Yeah.
Vehicle for something larger than oneself. And this is what I'm always reminding everybody. Please become larger than yourself. Forget that you are the little Savitri. Forget that you're the little Grace. Forget that. Become one with everybody. Go. Allow yourself to enlarge yourself. Widen yourself. See peripherally. And be strong at the same time.
That way also sees is abbreviation for soul encounters for the Orville soul.
Yeah, so soul encountering for the Orville soul. Mm. But it's also a journey of the souls traveling through galaxies, through Milky Ways, through journeys and passages of oceans, of thoughts, of feelings, of bodies. We are made up of ocean. We have salt water in our body, like the ocean.
More than 70%.
Yeah. And we vibrate sound and create form through the water body, not through anything else. It's we're actually traveling through water. The thing that we breathe waves of little particles of water.
Well, no, air, which is not water.
Yes, but there is water in the air.
No, it's air. It's not water. It's okay. Not liquid.
What is it made up of?
It's made of H2O, but it's vapor.
Right?
It's not water.
It's also water.
If you said water, that means if you would absorb
it's
water, you would drown.
It's a different consistency of...
Yeah.
Yes.
You would drown. So it's not water.
So that's one way of... That's the realities. You know, when the realities, when you transcend and you become like Maheshwari, you see all the interconnectedness
everything
that is holding
yeah.
us together is the seas.
And everything is at all time in the movement.
Exactly.
Question, which is actually more, let's say, thing which sometimes we don't want to talk about it, but yet it's still a question many ask. You received the grant from the 50th.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we really thank the 50th, the core group of the 50th anniversary, and then the in extremis managed to get all the money that we needed to cover our expenses, isn't it?
How much well, production?
I don't know about that, but
all isn't that most of the money?
Because
quite a
I
bit.
Know that
no,
even if we don't,
up
I mean,
to the
sometimes
last,
we don't want to, but still, we have a physical bodies which
no,
needs to
we,
be maintained. So also, you needed the costumes, you needed to pay the people who.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I can tell you,
you
that the ones that actually really carried this whole entire event to be able to manifest is not the 50th grant; it's the Aurevilleans. It's the Matra Mandir. Without the Matra Mandir and its donors, we would not
that
be
was,
able to
that's
create
That's true.
Seeds.
That was amazing.
Because the 50th...
Their support.
50th grant is only a fraction of what is coming to support this event. The biggest amount of support we have received for the for this event is coming from Matra Mandir and the donors that give... annually to Matra Mandir.
Such as
donations.
The stage was a donation.
No, all these things you need to you know, get it somehow, you need material also need to be paid.
But this
somehow.
Was thanks to Matra Mandir.
Yeah.
And then thanks to all the participants who come and have given their own personal income
we also
to
did
purchasing
that too.
The costumes. Mm. This has not been funded by the 50th grant. Mm. Yeah. Now, 5 days before the event is going to go out, we are receiving a lump sum of money which will go to covering the hiring of the lights, the technical support. The video projectors that have to be of professional quality. And
but nevertheless, they did come through with it, the 50th Corps.
Some of it, yes.
Still, substantial amount.
After having cut, and being... And I'm in total gratitude to Matra Mandir.
Oh, yeah, that,
the
they were absolutely incredible. The Matra Mandir was incredible.
I can't even fathom how much how much they spend on supporting
this. And there's so much support. And Jean, who actually made his team, you know, who made the sphere.
Light.
He built the sphere and the
light stand, light poles, complete the whole infrastructure
and the green
to
room.
Creating a professional stage
and that
and a professional green room to support this event
that
and many more to come. We are actually creating a complete infrastructure to be able to create more beautiful events in the amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
So from now onwards,
those things will stay there.
Yeah.
They all will stay there. It's all an investment in infrastructure. And this was because there was nothing. It was bare.
It's an amphitheater with urn, right?
Yeah, that's all it was, yes.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you all three to come. It sounds very inspiring and my imagination is running already. Well, the sphere, the green room, the projections, the sound, I know it's superb.
I really would also like to add something. Please put your mobile phones on silent when you're with us. It's so important for yourself also, for your own experience. Allow yourself to become part of this experience. Some people are scared to switch off their phones because they then feel disconnected from whatever helpline they need.
Disconnected?
That's the problem. That's the problem that we are facing nowadays.
No.
People really have...
Mobile phones is supervision.
Yes.
It's not...
Not everybody knows that. That's the problem that we are facing. Many people have become so addicted to their phones. It's like an emergency. They're even holding it continuously in their hands. And even if they don't have the use of it, they still look on it because they are...
Anyway, we make an announcement, very clear announcement at the beginning to please switch off the phones.
Right.
And also not clap.
Not clapping. No.
Not clapping. Please. Mm.
We end in meditation all together. We
become
all meditators. At the end, we are all together meditating. You don't need to bring a bag. You don't need to bring your mobile phone. You just bring a cushion and yourself.
Well, a lot of guests will bring...
Mostly you bring yourself. Just bring yourself. That's all that is required.
Okay. So bring yourselves and...
And come in and enjoy, be part of something beautiful together. Let us celebrate Orovo. 50 years we've managed to manifest so much beauty in Orovo. We want to celebrate this.
Grace, you were born here, right?
I wasn't born. I was 9 months when I arrived. My sister was the first girl born in Orovo. I could have been born, but at that time Orovo did not exist.
You were already here. You were in ashram, no?
I was in the ashram, yes. Orville did not exist when I was born. Mm. So Orville only came to inauguration 6 months after I was born. But this is my home, absolutely. Savitri Maya also, this is her home.
Yeah, but she's...
Yeah.
I'm here.
You are about the same age as Orville. She's much younger, no?
Yes, I'm 6 months older than Orville.
Mm.
I'm already 50. Savitri is my mother. I know Savitri since I was a child.
Well, I'm not your mother.
She's one of my mothers.
But
I have a lot of beautiful mothers here in Orovo. Very lucky. I think that we can be sisters and mothers and brothers and beyond our family.
Well, that's what it is, you know, anyway. It is like that.
It is like
that. The human unity is only possible through brotherhood, soul brotherhood.
Yes.
That we all come to the, you know, that we understand.
The conclusion,
we
are actually...
It's only oneness, no?
Exactly.
And that's probably the only way. And we are still not there.
No. And this is also part of the journey. This has been also part of the work, like between me and Savitri Maya. It's been a big work on that level. How can we feel... sisterhood without all the social norm all the time intervening and breaking it up and separating us and classifying us as being different from each other. Me, the white person, she, the black person, she, the Tamilian, me, the European. You know, all these classifications that keep separating us whilst our soul resonates as sisters. And we get sometimes sidetracked because the environment puts these breakers, and then we have to overcome these hurdles again and again. And so far it's been becoming more and more conscious for both of us. And we speak about it. It's very beautiful. Where we recognize in each other our sisterhood and appreciation and, and big work of...
Soul doesn't have a gender. It doesn't have an age.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a color.
Yes.
We all are part of each other, so we are one. Yes.
And we resonate through each other.
Yeah. Cool. That would be that?
Yes.
And let us wait whole week for the really nice surprise.
Thank you. Thank you, Myriam.